Welcome to Positive Talk with Pastor Loggins. This morning, and I want to kind to talk with you. My heart's a little heavy this morning. I have to be honest with you this morning. But I want to talk to you from the thought today of the why factor. Yes, the why factor. The reason why I'm calling it the why factor, because during the Black Lives Movement, Black Lives Matter movement, and other protesting movement for equality and justice, but primarily during the Black Lives Matter movement, I just want to kind of focus on that just a little bit, because primarily I'm excited to see the movement, because when I look on the mainstream media, I see that the movement consists of a multicultural and a multi-generational, diverse generational group of young generation of people that is the key component to the entire movement. It's not just African Americans, but it's very diverse. People from different walks of life and different backgrounds. There's you know, not only there's white, there's black, there's Asians, there's Latinos, and you know, just so on and so forth. And again, I said this is the generation that's coming up now has been the key component in this movement. But here's the reason for the why factor. Where the movement that is going on has been in the social media has been talking about the killing of young African-American men, or just African-American men in general. But the why factor for me is this kind of really hit home for us, because my wife and I and our daughter lost a grandson and a son to gunfire by another young black life, a young man, a shooting that was no reason to it at all. It was a celebration for Juneteenth, and a young man lost his life. And the why is why that as we move forward and people are out there fighting for the lives of young black men or black men in general, why are young black men still killing young black men? If we're going to support this movement, this is what makes it kind of hard for my generation, the baby boomers and the earlier generation, that kind of, you know, we question sometimes things, because it starts within. It starts within. Somebody hear me. Young generation, young black men who are out there shooting each other, carrying guns and all that. Hear what I'm saying on the sound of my voice. It starts within. If you want to, the movement of the protest is to stop police brutality, the police killing, the bad police. The bad officers of the killing of African-American men. Well, it starts within as well. Young men, you need to stop. Stop the madness. You need to stop killing each other. This is why you're actually putting ammunition into the hands of the bad officers. They're saying, well, if they don't care about themselves, why should we care? We're just helping them do what they're already doing to themselves on the inside. Change comes from the inside to reflect on the outside. If we can show this nation, that, and especially this generation that's coming up, and feel like there's that street value, and it's good to go on Facebook and post certain videos and showing your money and smoking and guns and stuff. If we can show that the change has started on the inside, that it's not talking about just black lives, but all lives matter. But right now, primarily, we're talking about young black men's lives. That's what I'm talking about. This hit home. We got to stop the madness. Why are we young black men killing each other? Why are young black men using a term that was given to us during the slavery days and through the white slave master? The original word was nigger. Now young generation have termed as which does not make any sense, a term of endearment. Now it is called niggas. The word is still the same, people. The word is still the same. It has a demeaning factor behind it. You cannot water it down. Stop the madness. Why are you still doing that? Why does you feel like this is a necessary thing? In order for change to come, change has to come from the inside. Our grandson lost his life for no reason at all by another young generational man. Why? Stop the madness. Stop the madness, young folks. That is my why factor. You can tell I'm a little emotional about this. I usually try to keep my podcast to 5 minutes or under, but this is hit that my heart is heavy. I'm tired of seeing young black men lose their lives to other young black men. Why? Why? My why factor. Let's stop the madness. Start the change from the inside. Let's move forward. God bless you. God keep you. Keep us up in prayer. This has been Positive Talk with Pastor Lawkins.